Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to We Love No Other. There's no intro music. There's no anything. This is grassroots podcasting. I'm going to give you the story. I'm going to tell you why we're doing it like this, and then we're going to talk a lot of football. So I'm with my son, Nick. Say hello, Nick.
What's up, everybody?
So we are driving. Okay, I guess I got to tell the whole story. Yeah. So he's been in Idaho for 6 weeks helping his brother, our middle son, build a house. He is now headed back to Missouri. So the plan we made was I would fly out to Idaho. I could see our middle son's daughter, my granddaughter, and hang out with Nick and his brother. My wife flew in when she didn't have stuff going on with work, and we did that for the last week during the bye week. The plan is Nick and I would then drive, as he's on his way back to Missouri, we would drive Idaho to Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd go to the game tomorrow, then we make the rest of the trip on Sunday, and then we're back home. Him in Missouri, me back to Champaign. That's the plan. We cut off about 4.5 hours of the trip last night. Spent the night. Got up this morning. We got, how far out of Salt Lake City?
20 miles.
20 miles outside of Salt Lake City. And the truck starts overheating. So we are stuck on the side of the highway. Was there a town? What was the name of that town you went back into?
I don't know. Buckwheat or something.
Look, Buckwheat, Utah. We're so we're literally just in the mountains on the side of the highway with the radiator cap off with steam and coolant boiling out. And so some really nice rancher, what was his name?
Jake
picked up Nick, took him into town to get a new radiator cap. We got some coolant, we put it in there. We're back, the truck cools down. We don't know why it was overheating, but we're going to get back on the road. We go another
30 miles, maybe.
We go another 30 miles, and the truck, which is a, what year is this, 20?
It's a 2017. Let me preface this by saying, if there's any Ford dealers that are listening to this, give me a call. I'd love to talk through your V8 Coyote motor and just figure out what's the deal, dude. Because
this is... Yes, this is not good. So we end up getting, we're basically 6 miles outside of a town, and the temperature gauge is redlined, and we are basically on the side of the highway, literally on the line between Utah and Wyoming. We're at this, like, where trucks have to pull off to check their produce or whatever at the state line. So we pull off of that thing and we sit for 20 minutes and let the car cool. And then we're on the phone with his brother trying to figure out what's wrong, see if he would know what's happening. Anyway, we are able to limp it into, what was it, Evanston? Oh, God, that's the name of Northwestern's town. Evanston, Wyoming. We limp it to a AutoZone there. We lift the hood. Nick knows kind of what he's doing. I have no idea. Did you pull on that hose? Did you open that valve, or was it not? Anyway, I guess the way you test a radiator is you pressurize it and you listen for where it's leaking. And so we pressurized it and we were jiggling some of the radiator hoses, and this one hose at this one end had a very significant hiss anytime we pressurized it. So we took off that valve. Nick moved the O-ring around. We added an extra O-ring. We snapped it back on. We put the clamp back on, and the hissing was gone. So we had the hood up too long and the doors open too long, so the battery was dead. A nice man named, what was his name?
Everett? Ernest?
No. Arvid? No. We can get the, it's in my phone. Hold on, we'll get this. A very nice gentleman named Avram, A-V-R-U-M. Avram stopped and jumped the vehicle for us. So now we have a repressurized system. We put the coolant in. We have stopped to check the coolant level Three times. It is now 2:15 p.m. GPS currently says 12:23 as the arrival time in Lincoln. We are in the... If you've ever driven 80 through Wyoming, you know this, but there is... You'll go, what, 20, 25, sometimes maybe 40 miles between a stop that has a gas station or even an exit. I mean, there's these little rancher exit ramps where people can get to their property, but there's, you know, to find a town or find anything else, it's a long way. So this is about the worst place to be driving with a car and checking the temperature. How many times have you checked in the last 60 miles?
I'm pretty locked in. I'm pretty locked in on this thing.
Okay. Okay, so that's why we're doing it. So I told him, hey, let's record a podcast while we're driving, and we'll just, you know, talk a little bit football. But instead, all we can really talk about is the fact that we have nowhere to... you know, we're just waiting right now for a ding from the dashboard that says, temperature too high, and then we have to try to fix it again. We have two buckets full of antifreeze in the back, so we can cover any coolant issues we have. And honestly, the level hasn't changed in our last, so fingers crossed, somehow we were able to find the issue of where the leak was, and it's not leaking, and the coolant system is working, and we will get to the game tomorrow. If we don't, like we could publish this, I could put it up, put it out there, and then you'll find out tomorrow that we broke down somewhere in western Nebraska and weren't able to make it all the way and are stuck and stranded and therefore didn't get to see us beat Nebraska. So, that's our story. Here's how we're going to do this podcast. Nick and I are going to talk through the last 15 years of Illinois football.
A lot of highlights.
Yes, a lot of highlights. Okay, so here's the deal. So, I come along into Nick's life when Nick is 7 years old. I met my wife in 2003. Nick was seven. The boys were 7, 9, and 11 right when we met. When we got married, they were 9, 11, and 13. So Nick's 9 years old in 2005. I come into their lives, and I'm telling the boys, hey, listen here. There's this really great thing called Illinois basketball. We just went to the Final Four. You guys are going to love being Illinois fans for the next 20 years. I am bringing you a gift. And we had football tickets, and we're going to go up every Saturday, and Ron Zook's going to turn this thing around, and we're going to end up with great teams for you to go and cheer for. And then, you know, basketball fell apart, and football... Well, you did have the Rose Bowl season. So, your first memory... Let's go with this. So, we got the tickets in 2006 is when we got the four season tickets in the Horseshoe. What are your first Illinois football memories?
First football memories? I mean, honestly, like, my brain does not recollect anything.
Like, specific games?
Far before that Rose Bowl season.
Yes.
Like, when I think of Juice. Juice was like the first, like, and I played football for, I don't know, 14 years.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you had been playing for 3 years when I came along. So you played since you were five.
Yeah. So if I ever pause out in here, it's just a CTE flaring up. So I didn't
know. There's only three concussions.
Yeah. Yeah. So my first big season was that season.
Yep.
Like, Shard, Juice,
yep,
all those guys. So, like, I don't really recollect anything before that. You know,
I remember you were a bigger Rashard fan. Well, yeah, Rashard was your guy.
Because
you were a running back in junior football at the time, and so Rashard was your guy. But we couldn't find a Rashard jersey for Christmas, so we got you the Juice jersey. And you wore that Juice, you wore that Juice jersey until you were, like, 12, 13.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought Juice was the truth.
But you're also going to a high school in Missouri. You're wearing this Juice jersey to the high school. And after that season, you know, we went to the Texas Bowl in 10 and the Kraft Hunger Bowl in 11. But mean, that was the height of Missouri football, to where they're 12-1 every year, and Illinois can't, you know.
Yeah, back when they made that great decision to join the SEC.
Right, wondering right.
how it's working out.
So basically, you had this experience with Illinois football of, like, it's just hard to sit at the lunch table and talk with your friends.
Right? Well, I mean, in school, you know, like, when your kids, a lot of bandwagon fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, it was whoever was having that top season. It's like, I've been on that for forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, nah, you just, so, but I was always hard repping Illinois. One, because that's the only gear I had, trust me. If I had something else, I might, you know, I might be one of those fans, but.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, that's the truth. But, yeah, so it was tough, man. It's hard to pitch that team.
Yes.
It's hard to pitch Illinois football.
Yes.
Like, ah, man, we've.
Yes. Here's the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's a really big state, and.
Yeah.
There's a lot of NFL players that come from Illinois.
A lot of athletes out there.
So if we ever get the right coach, boy, it's a sleeping giant. That's the pitch.
Well, I was excited when we picked up Lovie, because I saw Lovie Stephen with Devin Hester, Brian Urlacher, with the Bears. And I was like, oh, this guy. You know, I was a big Devin Hester guy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, anybody who's touched that dude, you know, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him, you know, pretty much do the same thing he's doing down in Houston, but It was a letdown. So yeah, it's been hard to pitch. You know, you say, they're like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a Ohio State fan. It's like, yeah, I'm a Illinois fan. And it's like, got it. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry, man. You know, maybe
you guys had that one run back in, you know.
Yeah. Everybody probably brings up
Dick Butkus.
Yeah. Right. Dick Butkus in '63.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So it's been tough.
Yeah.
Been a hard run.
But this year, like, this is the most you've been into a season, right? Like, since you know, last 10 years.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah. I mean,
after,
I'm always in the season because you enjoy it so much. So,
you're
like,
right.
I want to care about it.
Yes.
Because you care about it. But this season, I will say, you know, which, hey, I lost a couple $100 against Indiana, and that was trash, okay? I was in Vegas.
All right, we need to tell this story because I advised you to go the other way with the bet.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at it.
No, we need to tell this whole story. I'm at the tailgate in Indiana. I'm talking to you and your brother who are at the bachelor party in Vegas.
Yeah, I've been
you
drinking.
You say you've been drinking. You say you want to put some, you're at the sports book, you want to put some money on the game tonight. Which way would I go? And I would say, I'm leaning Indiana here. But it was real close to the line. Weren't you getting like 3.5?
Yeah.
And then it was 3 was the final or something. You only lost by like, I can't remember how it was.
We were plus in that game, I believe.
Were we?
Illinois was plus in that game.
But it was plus 2.5 and you, no. You got something like 1.5.
Yeah, because I threw it on
the. That's right. The line had moved. You got something like 1.5. I told you to take Indiana, and you took Illinois and lost because we...
Yeah, man, I'm sitting there at the bar, mm-hmm. and it's funny because I just lost my ass at roulette, so I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm about to get back in it with this game, and I'm
you
like...
You put 200 on it?
Yeah, that's all. What do you think? I'm going to bet my life on those people? I'll be going. and that was steep.
Mm-hmm.
200 on Illinois is always a gamble. So I like belly up to the bar and I'm like hanging out just locked in on this game. And this guy next to me, I was kind of a jerk, you know, I was like, cause you know, those guys, you know, they're like, we had on a similar shirt. I was wearing an Illinois polo that was striped white and blue. And he had a white and blue shirt on. He's like, oh, we match. I'm like, you kick rocks, kid. You know? So, like, I'm locked in on this game, and I'm just watching it happen just in pure disbelief. But then to turn it around and go, what were we?
And we were up
1-1. We were 1-1, though.
Yeah, no, we were 1-0. We were 1-0 at the time. We went 1-1 after losing that game.
Okay.
But we were up 4, and you just needed to stop on the final drive.
Yeah, just needed to stop.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty locked into this game. And then that outcome came, and that was a bad day. But I mean, it is what it is. You know? But then to go
we've
on the
covered
run,
in like five of. I can't remember how many games we've covered in, but you picked the wrong.
I picked the wrong game.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yep. But I mean, so you came up for what game last year? Rutgers. Yeah. So, and that was after, so you, it was the Penn State win, right? Penn State win, I'm on the train, you text me, and we're like,
this is wild.
This is crazy. What are we, when can I come up? Hey, there's a game this weekend. Aaron Courtney are coming. I'm in. Let's go. Let's do this.
I can actually name, I was at, I think I was at Wheelhouse watching that game.
Really?
Penn State game.
Yeah, as if this build is permanent, like if what we're seeing this year is what we're going to see for the next 10 years, then I really do think people will remember, like, where they were for Penn State. Because those first five games, or first seven games before Penn State, were really bad.
That Penn State game changed the rules of college football.
You're right.
So, I mean, it was a historic game.
Yes.
Illinois being part of it was probably one of my bigger highlights in the last 4 or 5 years.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Like, I had that conversation with some friends in the offseason. Like, just for the national fan, just for, you know, okay, where are we at? Middle of Wyoming. Not many college football fans here, but...
Yeah.
Let's say we go down to Laramie or whatever, and, you know, we're in a bar, and I'm wearing this shirt, and people are like, oh, Illinois football, huh? And we talk to these people. Their reference to Illinois football is probably going to be 9 overtimes.
Penn State.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that. I mean.
And, again, I just have this sensor of, like, okay, I started hearing from you guys more, like, during and after games, and, you know, friends who... haven't been into it. People on my phone who I haven't heard from in a while are like, that's crazy. And old former co-workers and everybody else. Like, you know, people just have a connection to Illinois football through me. And they're like, hey, Illinois football popped up on my radar
that's
for the
Illinois's
first time.
Illinois' only fan.
Right, exactly. Right, I should reach out.
Yeah.
Yep. So then this year, I mean, so this is the main thing I'm going to talk about. Like, so this year... When did you... So, for me, I had my certain times where I'm starting to realize, like, wait, not only are we good, we're, like, legitimately good. And now we're ranked 17th. So, you know, for you this season, what would be the... Like, when do you think you would know we were good again? I'm not saying that right. Like, you will always text me before or after games, or you see the score. I got a lot of, hey, sorry, everything you've based your life on sucks so much. But, you know, this season, especially since you lost money Labor Day weekend on the Indiana game, like, when do you think you got to the point of, you know, it's probably Wisconsin, I would guess. But when do you think you got to the point of, hey, wait a second, this team I've, you know, adopted in 2005 is finally a thing?
Well, I mean, I think I got a little hint of, oh, this might be a decent team against Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw that score, because I didn't,
right,
I didn't
defense,
watch that game.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was like the first, like, little, okay, like, we're not bad, you know, maybe 500 season.
Especially if last year we lost them 42-14 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
To turn around from giving up 42 to giving up 3 or 6 or whatever we gave up.
Yeah. And then when we played Wisconsin, that was my... I think that's when I was... Because I watched most games, but that one I was, like, really locked in on.
Yep.
And watching.
Yep.
And just paying attention to the way, you know. And then you start hearing things like Chase Brown, number one rusher in the nation. And, you know, our defense, number one in the nation. It's like...
Because I remember, because it's like, so you're out in Idaho, and you were texting me of, like, what's the, you know, how can I stream the game,
that was
Minnesota game, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's the most excited I've heard you.
Well, then you watch out and you go see DeVito go 12
right,
for 12.
Right, right.
And I was like, this kid's the truth, you know?
Right, right. My point is, like, those are the things in our family we've been waiting for 15 years. You know, we had, okay, 2010, fine. I remember we were out at the farm, out of Grandpa's farm, and we were playing football. Do you remember the game where Mikel LeShore ran for 330 yards against Northwestern? We didn't see, like, the first quarter because we were playing football out at the farm that morning. And then we came back and we watched it on that little TV in Monroe Street. But, like, you know, that was, like, a big, like, moment to have a guy rush for 330 yards. Because, like, throughout all those seasons, there just weren't moments that we could, like, be like, yeah, our team, yeah, this you know. There just haven't been those. The only words coming to mind is solidify. But there's nothing that, like, really gels us as a family, as fans, besides something where you can, you know, like the Minnesota game, where your brothers are texting, and, you know, we're all just like, let's go. This is where are we going for a bowl? What are we doing over the holidays? You know, like 3 weeks ago, you and I were talking about, like, hey, get this. You know, if Illinois does go to a bowl, it'd be a decent chance to be the Music City Bowl in Nashville on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I love
so you
that.
Could go to Nashville for New Year's Eve and see Illinois in a bowl game. And now we've cranked up to, okay, well, what if we're in Tampa on New Year's Day? What if we're in Orlando? You know, like, you know, it just keeps cranking up. And we have, like, as a family, we have wanted this forever.
Yeah, but we also need to find a way to make sure you're not setting the expectations.
Good point.
You know, because Illinois is notorious for letting me down. And I don't want to sound like a gambling addict, but last 2 years, March Madness, where you at? I mean, the only time I put money on Illinois, and I'm like seeing people put them on their brackets and stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, we're about to do this. And then, bam, like I'm out money. Because we can't, you know, pull it together. So, we talk about, you know, Big Ten championship game, Indianapolis. And then maybe we'll go to the Sun Bowl down in Florida.
Yep.
I'm just, you know, it's the next game. We're going to win the next game. We're going to win the next game. You know, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
They looked like trash last week. And hopefully they look the same this week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to be in the stands tomorrow. If or temperature check,
stands.
No, I'm sitting with you guys.
Okay.
I'm not going to press my phone.
Okay.
I said that, and then I checked the temperature gauge in front of you. Like, that was my very first thought. Like, in the stands tomorrow, and then my brain says, "Well, if the truck makes it all the way to Nebraska," and then I check the temperature gauge, and we're still golden. How many miles in are we?
Like, I don't want to even.
Okay, we have to be good now. Like, we're past.
Why would you say that? Are you stupid?
Seriously, we have to be good now. Like, seriously. Like, we have to have gone over 100 miles.
I've heard
and
you
it would
say,
have acted up by
I've
this
heard
point.
You say the same thing about yes. Illinois sports. We have to be good now. And what do I know?
You know what?
Here's Nick's dumbass.
You know what? I'm going to title this podcast, "We Have to Be Good Now."
Yeah. I mean.
122 miles. We've gone 100, so that's we're mile 6, so 116 miles without any issues. We have to be good now.
I would. Like I said, once again, four dealerships around that listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not good, mm-hmm. you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Yes. Okay, so I want to know from you, like you said, I remember getting texts from you 2 weeks ago at the Minnesota game.
Fired up,
of
dude.
Like Tommy.
Yeah,
like this guy is legit. We finally have a quarterback. All this kind of stuff. So I know my fan experience. Your fan experience is you had the Rose Bowl and then nothing. So what's the feeling like? Like I know why I'm hesitant to declare Illinois being good, but I want to know where you stand. Of like you had 2007, and then you had maybe a little Whitney Merciless blip.
He is a beast.
And you maybe had a little blip in
little
Jay 2014. Yes.
Jay Lehman, little Clay Nurse.
Clay Nurse reference. God, that's good. I feel so proud as a parent when you make a Clay Nurse reference.
Yeah, he's a beast, man.
Oh, That is, oh, God,
he
did
a couple
good.
Years in the league, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, God, that's good. Anyway, so watching that game, seeing us beat Minnesota, seeing us take control of the Big Ten West, thinking we might play freaking Ohio State in Indy. What's
Ohio
it like
State
for
looks
you?
Good.
Yes. I mean, what? Like, how do you feel, you know, having gone through, you know, I promised you something and then it didn't deliver, and now there's maybe a program.
What is it? How many years later? Finally yes. coming to fruition?
15 years.
Yeah, just give it a little while.
We'll yeah, just it. Give it yeah. give it time.
Three coaches. We'll be
give it time.
It's a good feeling, man. You know, you just want to be to a point where you don't feel like a total asshat
yes.
saying that you're an Illinois fan.
Yes.
And, like, I don't even think...
We're about to un-asshat our fandom.
Yeah, for... Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Like, I'll text my buddies. Like, we went to that game against Eastern.
Western
in Illinois,
2018.
Where two of my buddies actually, one played corner and one played safety for Western. Two of my closest friends, Zach and Eric. And I like texted the group the other day and was like, you know, how about that Fighting Illini? And they're like, what? You know, I don't think Illinois is really on anyone's radar still. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, luckily our schedule is going to play out pretty nice as far as how the Big Ten looks this year.
Yep.
But it's a good feeling, man. It's why people play fantasy football, right? Like, you want something to, like, be involved in, right?
Yes.
So it's nice to feel involved with Illinois football when they have
really
a winning record, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's, it's just nice.
That's a really good point because, you know, that engagement has been missing. And it's starting to creep back in, and that's what's so great about this. Like,
I mean, look at the fan section against.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this. Minnesota. Just 2 days ago, they announced they're within 3,000 tickets of a sellout for Michigan State next weekend.
Like, when does that happen?
Lovey's first game, the North Carolina game in 2016 was the last time there was a sellout.
See, that's wild.
I think,
you know, Illinois basketball is one thing, but I am a football fan through and through. I've always played football, been a part of some football team.
Yep.
So I don't follow basketball, and they play a lot more games.
Yep.
So I don't follow basketball like I follow football. And I think around the university, the campus, as far as the student section goes, as far as the people going there, It's got to be creating like this. Oh, damn. Like, we're.
Yep.
What are we?
Yep.
15?
17. I told you we would be 15.
Yeah, I checked the rankings the other day.
But we didn't. Like, we didn't jump Syracuse like I thought we would. And somebody else. I thought UCLA would drop below us and we'd get to 15, but we stayed at 17, which is fine. Like, doesn't matter.
We're ranked, man.
Yes.
I mean,
like,
win
tomorrow. And, like, I like, had this thought while recording a podcast a couple weeks ago. Like, when tomorrow the first college football playoff rankings come out on Tuesday, and if we win tomorrow, we're like, we'll tune into that to see, like, oh, are they going to have us 12? Are they going to have us 14? Like, we have never been part of that show in my lifetime. Like, they've done that rankings show on TV since 2014, and... we've never even had to tune in, and we are one win away from having to tune in. I mean, even if we lose at 6-2, we could maybe still be in those rankings around, like...
Let's not even talk about that.
24, 25.
I think at this point right now, I'm most excited to see Michigan game.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, how our defense looks against someone who is a...
Yes. Know, and they, you
dominant
know,
offense. I mean,
there's this debate: is Blake Corum their running back better than Chase Brown and all this stuff? And it would be a great game for Chase to go off and for the defense to, like, you know, step up. But yeah, it's just you're like, as a parent, I have always, you know, we had the Rose Bowl season. I remember us sitting on the couch all watching that selection show.
We had the whole smorgasbord out there.
That's right.
Queso dip.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm so glad you remember that.
Yeah, man, that was...
We made a celebration around watching this, and we're going to the Rose Bowl. And I remember you guys cheering when, you know, they put up Illinois Rose Bowl. So, yeah, it's just been so long. We swore at that point we would all go as a family to the next bowl game. And then what do? We schedule a ski trip Breckenridge. Breckenridge during the Texas Bowl. We couldn't go.
Scheduled a ski trip up to Breckenridge, Colorado.
Now you're going to make me cough.
But no, it's the truth, man. I mean, I haven't been this excited about an Illinois. And honestly, like, let's look. Take this with a, you know, grain of salt, right? But our, you know, who we have to play is working out pretty well as far as,
yes,
you know,
it's Nebraska, not only do we have a
Michigan
good team.
State, Purdue, yes. Northwestern. Our big game, you know, is Michigan.
Yes.
So I've been pretty bored and lonely here lately. So I've had a lot of time on my hands.
Well,
on
you've
Saturdays.
Been living 9 states away where you know no one.
So I've had a lot of time on my hands on Saturdays, and so I've been watching like other games, you know, and it's just. But once again, man, I can't fall into that trap of, we're going to go in here, dominate Nebraska. Next week, dominate Michigan State, you know, because they look like trash. And college football is the best thing to watch ever. You know, there's nothing like it, hands down, bar none. There's nothing like college football.
And I would like to state for the record that people hear you say that and you think, well, it's his son, of course he's going to say that. But I came along when you were 7 and you were already football crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You were 100% football crazy. And you were football crazy about what NFL team?
Oh, baby, my boys, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
And why did you pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in, like, 2002?
Man, I was a young pup. I picked them because my dad's favorite team was Dallas. And the first game I watched NFL football was Dallas against the Buccaneers. So just to be different, I was a Bucs fan, and I have been since.
And the first Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not one of these bandwagon Tom Brady, you know, even though they're not.
Right. Now they're 2 games under 500.
Tom Brady sat on my bench all fantasy. So. I don't know.
You were...
I've always been...
Right. First Christmas I was around, your big request was a Buccaneers backpack and a Buccaneers bedspread so that your whole room could be Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I got it, too.
So you were football crazy well before I came along into your life.
Yeah. It's not like... Here's the thing about college football. Everyone playing college football, most people, 99.9%, want to make it into the NFL, and they play like that.
Yes.
And I think when, you know, it's NFL, you're watching the best of the best of the best. I mean, no doubt about that. These are the best players to ever play the game are in the NFL. But they know that.
Yes.
College football is like, these guys are trying to make it to that.
A bunch of people chasing a dream.
Yeah. So they've been tracing their whole entire life.
Yep.
So I love it. And you love to see guys go to the NFL that, you know, were the truth in college.
Yep. I remember how excited you were when Whitney Mercilus was picked by the Texans in the first round.
Dude.
Because you...
I supported the Cowboy Collar.
So... When was the... Because that makes me think, like... Okay, so we used to go to games together where we had 4 tickets, and if Mom wouldn't go, you know, or if your brothers weren't going, it would just be like, hey, Nick, grab 2 buddies and we'll go.
Yeah.
So we'd pile into the Pathfinder, and we'd leave at like 6 a.m. And, you know, what? I guess when did college football go from this thing that I do? I'm in seventh grade, and I go, and you know, when you would ride with me and bring two friends, and we'd make a day of it. Like, when do you think it became like your own thing? Because then, you know,
what was this, Dateline? Maybe with these hard questions, I don't know.
Well, what was it that? When did you first think that? You know, what about your childhood turned you into a serial killer?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Because there were a few years there when you went off to college, or even when you went off to Colorado, like that. Like, we just, you know, football was bad. You're 19, you're 21, you're just doing, like,
doing your life
thing. And we didn't really talk much about football. And so, you know, when I hear you guys talking even fantasy football or just college games or we're texting about it, this and that, I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, football was always your thing and you love college football. When do you think it kind of settled in as to, you know, being, you know, a thing you enjoy apart from me dragging you along to see us play Louisiana Tech in 2012.
Well, I mean, I think you had a, this is going to sound all lovey-dovey and stupid, but I think whenever I saw you, you know, leave Loomis.
Yeah.
And you really were pursuing this thing, which is admirable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Are we going to hug? I'm just kidding.
Chill out. Chill out. I thought it was the coolest thing to watch somebody really chase their dream. You know, you hear this like Tony Robbins, you know, you enjoy your life, you'll never work another day in your life. Like, shut this guy. It was cool. And
I told you there's no F-bombs. This is the one thing you needed to.
Well,
okay, keep going.
I mean, keep going.
I can bleep it.
It was when I saw you do that, and it's something that I still like. I see you do that, and I chase my dream of building my own company. So it's more of a role model thing. Like, whenever I saw you take that final step, you know, where you're really like, all right, and obviously, mom's into money. I see you out here, mom. But when I saw you do that, that was a big. It was like, oh man, like he's taking it serious. I want to take it more serious. So, you know, you started the podcast, you started to get some traction. Now, you know, Bielema knows you by Robert. I call you Bob. You know, it's cool to watch somebody actually succeeding, and it's cool to watch, you know, what your dream is. Illinois being fantastic, you know, this season and coming into fruition for you. It's cool to see the hype that you have, which also, you know, innately makes me hype to support, you know. So
yeah,
but I said I think probably whenever you left Loomis, man.
Yeah,
you know this. Yeah, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
It'll be 3 years on Valentine's Day, so 2.5. Yeah, 3 years coming up on 3 years.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Hey mom, happy Valentine's Day. We're gonna move you out of the state.
Right, right.
Happy You're Valentine's gonna support Day. Me.
I'm quitting my job. Thanks for making so much money so I can chase this.
Yeah, mom's always chasing that bag. Mom's the truth.
It is true.
But yeah, I think that was when I, you know, and luckily for me, I've watched. Oh, shit.
What's happening?
We're good. I've watched Illinois basketball.
Is it overheating?
No. I saw it jump up like to 228.
Oh, the number showed up again?
Yeah. But I watched Illinois basketball the last couple years, which have been good. Those have been good years.
Yes. Oh, we could have pulled over there. Let me see where our next exit is. How long do we need to get?
160 miles.
This, honestly, this is quality podcasting because we don't really know.
I don't know when this thing's going to blow.
Nope. I mean, we don't even know if we're going to make the game tomorrow.
Oh, we'll make the game. But Bob will make the game.
Remember, you're supposed to call me Robert.
Yeah,
I see no gas stations for quite a while. So. Oof. Should we just check the level?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... If it just did it for 1 second while we were going up a hill...
It was a steep incline. Should we check the level? Or just keep pushing?
Let's keep pushing. We are 70 miles from Rawlins, Wyoming. Oh, wait. This is like a...
Rest stop.
Should we wrap up here?
No.
We shouldn't wrap up? Should I pause our podcast?
Yeah, you can pause it. I don't think we're going to stop, though.
I mean, why don't we just check the level? All
right.
We should get off, we check the level, we get back on. We have more we can put in.
There's no, like, start and stop in the truck.
I get it. Okay, I'm going to pause this. Okay, we're back. More somber voices now.
Yeah. No shit.
Let's see. Well, I mean, we're still rolling. We added a little coolant. Might have lost a little. Might still be a leak. I don't even know how to frame it. We're just going to stare at the temperature gauge.
Yeah, we'll just...
For the next one. Let's see how many miles we got.
600, 700...
Yeah, probably 700 miles left.
Yeah, something crazy. Anybody who's ever been on a road trip, a bad one.
Yeah, a road trip with a temperature gauge you have to stare at. We have 658 miles left.
Well, we're under 700.
Yep. Let's see what it says. Right now, arrival in Lincoln, 12:46.
Jeez. Time's tailgate?
I mean, the game's not until 2:30, so tailgate won't be like a 7 a.m. tailgate.
Let's focus on getting there, you know.
Yeah.
And then for you, it's like, oh, yeah, peace, bon voyage, you know, in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I got to go through Kansas City and stop at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to worry about this by myself.
That's a good point.
It's also scary.
Yeah.
But you know,
what's a road trip without constant tension of whether the car will overheat?
Oh yeah, and then you bring up your stupid ideas. You know, should check the rotor on the girder.
No. Those were not my stupid ideas. That's what the YouTube people said.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I'm no expert, so.
Right.
All right,
did you say check the rotors on the girders?
Yeah, the Tommy Boy reference for anybody who's a fan.
What's the, what was I going to name the podcast? We're getting there? No. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk this game. Let's talk this game. You're going to go to a stadium, 80,000 people, sold out, all wearing a different color. I don't think you've ever done a...
Sold out?
Yes.
I doubt it's...
No, they've sold out every game for, like, since 1977 or whatever. Might not be that long. They have the... You'll see the sign tomorrow where they change of how many consecutive sellouts. It's their thing. So, but you have you ever... I don't think you've ever been in a road crowd, right?
Never been a road dog. Nope.
Nope.
But I'm down to throw these hands in case anybody wants it.
Well, I'm not thinking that. I'm not saying Nebraska people are super nice in San. If we went to Michigan, you might have to throw hands. But
I'd like to go to Michigan.
Like, what do you think? I'm just curious your thoughts. Like, what, you know, going on the road, we're 7.5-point favorites, wearing your orange, we're going to StubHub tickets, we're going to be smack dab in the middle of a bunch of people cheering.
Yeah.
I don't think you've done that with Illinois football yet. Have you been to any road games? I don't think so.
I don't believe I have.
No. So this will be a new. So I'm just curious your thoughts.
I'm excited, man. I mean, there's no like. I don't even think of it as an away game. I just think I'm going to watch Illinois football.
Got it.
So it's
got it. Well, you know, Carmen will be an idiot, right?
Yeah.
Like, he'll just be screaming at the refs, and, like, there'll be people in front of us turning around and saying, like, hey, can you guys get your buddy to leave and all that kind of stuff? So.
Not my buddy. That's for you, Carmen.
So, you don't have any, like, I remember going to my, I went to, it was 93, I went to a game at Wisconsin with some people. Was that the first road? Maybe it was 92? I don't remember. Anyway, you don't have any, like, you know, it's a different thing to stand up and cheer a touchdown when everybody around you is grumbling.
Oh, I don't care.
Your team. You don't have any issues with that.
No.
Okay.
See, this is what Wyoming is. Look at this exit. Where does it lead to? Like, what's that road lead to?
Well, it said Table Ranch Road, so I'm going to guess...
Sad Songs and Suicide is where it looks like.
You're right.
I mean, this is just...
Maybe I should take a picture of this. You cannot see...
Barren.
I mean, we can see a long way, and we cannot see a structure.
Which, by the way, since we're on the topic, Nebraska is as bad, if not worse, to drive through than Kansas. And I lived in Colorado for a year, so I used to drive Kansas. Mm-hmm. You know, north to south, south to north. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the cows in Nebraska are like, get me the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they look at you, it's like a, mm-hmm. it's like that commercial with, what's her name? Sarah Crowe? In the arms of an angel.
It's like Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan. With like
you just
dogs.
Mixed Cheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah,
I like
threw
that.
Them together.
Yep. Yep.
A little high.
Oh, the Humane Society one where the dogs are looking at you sad and then
yeah, that's
like,
what the cows look like in Nebraska. Just so sad. The whole thing is sad.
So how are you going to feel about 80,000 sad people tomorrow when we win?
Well, they're going to be sad, yeah, but I mean, that's on them, man. Trust me, I'm sad enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question. Will you get mouthy if we are winning and there's a couple yappers in our section?
I've never been a talk shit guy. Mm-hmm. Well, unless I'm playing the sport in the game. Like, when I was playing, mm-hmm. yeah, I would run my mouth. But not like I'm cheering for a team that you're obviously not doing anything for.
Honestly, I think you'll like the Nebraska crowd because they're very friendly. Like...
So, like, Chase Brown breaks one off for 70 yards. They're like, oh, man, that was a nice play.
Kind of, yeah. No. Like, it doesn't happen at Michigan. It doesn't happen at other stadiums. It doesn't happen at Iowa. But at Iowa, Nebraska, it's kind of like that. I think that, you know, people will be like, oh, hey, come tailgate with us. You know, they picture themselves as...
Canadian.
Wow. That is a real... They are the Canadian fan base.
Yeah.
That's a really... I'm going to just steal that and claim it's my own. They're very Canadian about how they go about cheering for their team.
Yeah.
And, oh, come over here and eat some of our food and try our beer, and we hope you have a great season, guys.
Marry my daughter, hopefully.
Man, you don't need to.
Lonely.
No, you don't need to. You need to marry any Nebraska fans. We don't need to bring that into the family.
No, man, I don't have any, you know, feelings about it particularly. I'm excited to go. God willing, we make it. You know, we still have, what, like 10 hours?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this truck is...
Yep.
Got me scared. So, I'm more...
Let me look.
Right now, it's hard for... I literally feel like I'm having a heart attack.
We have... this says 8 hours and 41 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Left.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I mean, it's because it's 305. Look, it's 305 Mountain. And so it's 405 in Nebraska right now. That's why.
Okay. Well.
Yep. We can pull this off. Okay. Any final thoughts? Final thoughts about Illinois football or this road trip and or the coolant system in your Ford truck? You know what my thoughts are?
Damn it, Ford.
Yes. Like, if this truck doesn't... I'm pretty excited just talking through that and talking through, like, how we've never been to a road game together and how, like, you know, we used to attend these games when you and your friends were in fifth grade. And so to go to this game with you and your brother and my friends and everybody else and the tailgate we're going to tomorrow, like, now I'm back to super nervous about the truck. Because, like, if we, you know, if it breaks down and we're stuck here and we have to watch the game on TV tomorrow, like...
TV?
That's going to suck. Yeah, what they don't TV have television.
What TV are you
going
to find out here?
It's a good point. My next thought was, well, we could just stream the game. Then my next thought was, there's no data out here in the middle of nowhere.
Look it.
Yes. Nothing. There is nothing. I wish there was some way to emphasize this with words.
Do you feel like Wyoming, when their football team, like, goes out of state, they get excited?
Okay. I mean, they played in Champaign this year, right?
Damn, I'm finally in a place...
Look, trees!
Doesn't look like people come here to die.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, you're right. I noticed that first time I was in Montana, that there were parts of eastern Montana that it's like... I don't know. For some reason, I think all of Montana looks like Glacier National Park or something. Like, there are spots like this where it's just... There is nothing anywhere.
And it's flat.
Like, there is... Like, this... I've driven through northern Nevada one time, and this was northern Nevada. Like, I don't think there's any humans. Besides the people on the highway, I don't think there's a human within 5 miles of me right now. Within 10 miles of me right now.
Like...
There is nothing here.
I say this, and it's going to come back to bite me in the ass. Not even the cops come out here.
That's right. Okay, we're going to end with that. Not even the cops come out here. We're going to end with that so that I can then later tweet after we get pulled over for you, like, not having a hands-free device with your phone or something.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go Lonnie. Let's do this. Let's get a win in Lincoln. Let's get to Lincoln, and then let's get a win.
Get to Lincoln first, yeah.
Yeah, go Lonnie.
Go Lonnie.